In the collect, the opening prayer of our church, of our Mass today, we prayed these words. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. As Christians, we're reminded over and over again through our Mother, the Church, to rejoice in what God has done for us. But we're also reminded that that faith that we have that gives us so much joy, we must share that with other people. We are missionary disciples with a very important message. And what exactly is that message, that good news that we are to carry from person to person? I think our opening prayer expressed it very well. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world. We proclaim that God the Son assumed our human nature and abased himself, becoming a slave for us. He submitted to torture, to death, taking our place so that we could go free. That's what we try to tell the whole human family. God became one of us so we could become one with God. That's the good news, terrific news. And how do we go about telling this good news to the world? In the beginning of the church's era, as we read from the Gospel of Luke, we see how the disciples, 72 of them, went out two by two to various towns, going from home to home. Just like today, there were people who responded positively, and then there were those who didn't. But it didn't matter. The task of these missionary disciples was to announce what God had done in Christ Jesus. Their message was very simple: repent and believe in the good news. And what was the reaction of these disciples to this kind of work? The gospel for today records the 72 reporting back to Jesus and saying with great joy, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. So we think to ourselves, they must have encountered opposition, not just from people, but from the demons as well. And I think we can expect that, can't we? There will be some who curse us and even try to stop us from doing what we must as missionary followers of Christ. And then there are those who accept the message we proclaim and they joyfully join our ranks. Whether we meet with success or with seeming failure, we have to continue undeterred. We might be thinking at this point how to go about being a missionary disciple. Today, downtown on Main Street, I went into the Catholic Information Center, Christ on Main. And the whole purpose of Christ on Main is to try to provide a way to evangelize our people, the people who come in just casually from off of the streets. I'm also familiar with the Legion of Mary that operates here at your parish and other efforts within the parish to evangelize. St. Paul's Street evangelization efforts. Both of these groups operate here at Prince of Peace Parish. You might not want to go this alone, so these groups operate together to try to bring the message of Christ. And I think probably all the groups that meet here have that some aspect, some element of evangelization as well. It's kind of in our DNA as Christians. We're always missionary disciples. And so we are or should always be about the business of telling by word, by our example, by our prayer, of the mystery of God's love, his love for us human beings. And as a result of our efforts, it fills us with joy, just like those first 72 disciples. The more we offer our lives to God and the work of his honor and kingship, the more he fills us with great joy. As you know, there's a lot of sadness in our world. It's rather ironic that the richer the country is, the more depression and suicide there is in that country. But no matter where we find ourselves, in whatever country, our mission is the same all around the world. We are ambassadors of Christ. God is pleading through us to let people know of his great love for all humanity. He wants us to tell the whole world what wonders he has done for us. And as we do so, the psalm that we use today expresses well our thoughts, our feelings. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let us then give him thanks and praise. And let all the earth cry out to God with joy.